Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
And the two frontrunners in the Massachusetts governor's race suspended their campaigning today because of Menino's death. As WBUR's Asma Khalid reports, both candidates say there are political lessons in Menino's legacy.
Election Day is just 5 days away, but out of respect for Mayor Menino, both Charlie Baker and Martha Coakley suspended all public campaign events today. Baker was meeting voters in Attleboro this morning when he heard Menino had passed away.
I feel that fate tossed him a really horrible twist by having this cancer appear so shortly after he left office.
Baker says during his days as CEO of Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, he really got to know Menino because the city of Boston was his second largest account. He says Menino would call him often, asking him to fix individual people's insurance problems.
I was just always amazed at his just maniacal attention to everything, to details. You know, if I didn't get to it in a couple days, which sometimes I didn't, he would call me and, you know, sort of let me have it a little.
But Baker, a politician who prides himself on paying attention to details, says he admired Menino's diligence and learned a key lesson from the mayor's political leadership.
Don't get too far away from the people. Stay close to them, talk to them, listen to them, learn from them, and incorporate that into the way you think about what you do.
His opponent in this race for governor, Democrat Martha Coakley, says she also has learned lessons from Menino.
I learned a lot from him, the way he could focus on the needs of people. He used to say to me, you got to go out with the real people, you know, don't just hang around with elected officials and celebrities.
Attorney General Coakley says some people thought Menino was impatient, but he was impatient for the right reasons.
He is somebody who, whatever he did, whether you agreed with him or not, he was doing it in the best interest of his constituents. And that's a great lesson for anybody who wants to run for office.
Menino's death so close to Election Day makes campaigning awkward. Baker has suspended his public schedule again tomorrow. Coakley's camp has not yet decided what she'll do. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.